flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You know, I thought the year was a good year and a lot of firsts in a lot of ways. We were able to take a team that there were a number of new players, young players, players that had never been in a Bills uniform, players that had never played in an NFL game prior. And we counted on a lot of those guys and they did a phenomenal job.
Unfortunately, the Bills offseason started in late January once again. And it's unfortunate. A little later, though, than slightly
recent
later.
History.
About minus 7 days later.
Yeah. Still later.
Still majorly unfortunate.
Very much so.
But there is something to go over with this team now, though. Which is, well, free agency, they're going to have players that they need to either re-sign or make the decision to walk away from them. And I figured, why not? Let's ask about them and see. Obviously, price points have to be, you know, for the right number for these players. But I do think that there's going to be something to, you know, to ponder at here going through this list. So, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we could start with the restricted free agents, mostly because they're kind of easier to have the discussions about. Third quarterback, Shane Buechele. Not really worried about that. Actually, he's not even the third quarterback on this team right now, I would think. Bills will probably want to rework their entire quarterback room.
Yeah, I would assume so. I don't think Mitch Trubisky comes back.
Trubisky's not coming back. I don't know if Mike White comes back. And if he does, he's going to be ahead of Buechele on the depth chart. So if they sign him, it's not going to be any sort of like big deal one way or another. Not a needle mover.
Nope.
Tight end Quentin Morris.
That might be a little... bit of a needle mover for me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Price point wise, he's been loyal to the Bills.
Yeah.
I would imagine the Bills will probably try to keep him around on the bottom of the 53.
When he's had to play, he's actually played pretty well.
Yes.
So, you know, catching that touchdown pass this season even, just that inexplicable loft from Allen, you know, it's like he also blocks pretty well too. So yeah.
Morris is a special teams contributor. He ends up giving you snaps on offense every now and then. Good blocker. Sometimes can come up with a nice catch for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You want to bring back Quentin Morris, especially as a restricted free agent. That means the team has a little bit more control.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Here comes the rest of the unrestricted free agent list.
UFA.
All right. Tommy Doyle, the offensive lineman, keeps having the worst luck possible with injuries. I would imagine the team's probably just going to let him go at this point.
The team's offensive line is so built up at this point.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He can't really crack through.
Yeah, so I think that's an expendable person.
Like, it's an unfortunate career arc for Tommy Doyle with the injuries that he's had to suffer.
Yeah.
Long snapper Reed Ferguson. That should be an easy one. Bring him back.
Why would you
bring him on back?
With Martin and Bass, why would you mess that up?
Well, Reed Ferguson's also still a reliable long snapper, and he has not made the special teams gaffes that have happened a good amount of times with this team this year.
Right.
So I would imagine that Reed Ferguson, he's coming back, I'd imagine. Jordan Phillips.
He only plays well on the Bills.
Yes.
So, I mean, money-wise, he's not going to get hunted by any other teams, I don't think.
No, not really.
So if you can work out a way to keep him here cheap, I'd take that. He plays well in a Bills uniform. He was the big reason that they were able to hold Kansas City to a field goal on that final drive and set the offense up for a game-winning drive.
He was the one that made that play, yes.
So if he can consistently... Which in a Bills uniform, like you said, he can. I would keep him around just as a rotational player, for sure.
I wouldn't say it's a consistency thing for him, but like he is still a tough guy to move around.
And he knows the system
The system, and he plays passionately for this team.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive tackle Quentin Jefferson. I would imagine they're probably going to end up rotating in, rotating out. Jefferson was also a player that has been on the Bills before, but I would imagine the Bills are probably going to swap some players out of here, which leads me to the third defensive tackle, Austin Johnson. And I think Johnson made a little bit more of impacts.
Yes.
I do think that he is someone that they should be thinking about bringing back.
I agree. I like Austin Johnson. I mean, the thick picks, he had, what, three of them?
He had two.
Two of them? Almost three.
He tied for the team lead in interceptions this year.
Yes. So,
which is weird to say out of context. It sounds terrifying that a defense tackle led your team or tied for the team lead in interceptions. But the Bills had seven players with two interceptions.
Yeah.
Austin Johnson had two interceptions.
Mm-hmm. So he's one of the seven. Which
is
crazy.
Strange to me.
It is. You're right, though. Off cuff, that sounds like a terrible stat. Like, what is the defense doing? But then you realize seven players had two. So
yeah.
Tied. Yeah, I would bring him back, I think, for sure.
All right, defensive end Dewan Smoot. I think you need to rework a lot of your defensive ends.
Yep, I agree. I think Smoot, he had a solid couple games, but I think you move on from him, unfortunately.
He got banged up and came back and really was not making as many plays.
No.
So I do think, you're probably moving on there from Dewan Smoot.
Mm-hmm.
Fullback Reggie Gilliam, yes.
Bring him back. Most versatile fullback in the NFL, come on.
He is efficient. He's good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him back.
I think they could do more with him, too. I think Joe Brady could sprinkle stuff.
I just need him to move people out of the way, and he's very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason the Bills' run offense is very good, and Gilliam is one of the factors.
Helps out with that.
Gilliam is absolutely one of those factors. Staying in the backfield, Ty Johnson. There's a tricky one there.
Yeah.
I think Johnson could probably command a little bit more of a role from other teams,
mm-hmm.
especially because Ray Davis was relied on a little bit more as the season went on.
Yeah. And especially other teams looking at his production jump.
I want him back. I'm worried that he might
pull some money.
He might pull some money from someone.
Mm-hmm. He probably will.
A team might be able to say, I can guarantee you RB2 snaps consistently.
If you can bring him back without killing any cap stuff you have to do, sure. But if he gets a better opportunity elsewhere where you can't match, he's gone.
Johnson made $1.29 million this year.
He's probably going to...
I'd imagine a slight raise is in order.
I would also. Maybe that's where getting rid of Daquan Jones fills that void, though. Who knows? Whatever they have to do. The $2 million, that would free up, you know? I don't know. But I would keep. By the way, like to keep him if possible.
That said, according to SpotTrack, his calculated market value is 2.7. That would probably price himself out of Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. With the cap games you have to play, 100%. Yes. 100%.
That would be tough.
Even though I like him, I think James Cook and Ray Davis next season would not be the worst thing. And like you said, they might draft a late round running back.
They're probably going to draft another running back.
Yeah.
Because when James Cook comes up, due for contract, are you going to pay him?
Yeah.
And that is a lot more than the $5 million he's going to make this year.
Mm-hmm. So you got to see if you can find another diamond in the rough like him. Yeah.
or you need another committee that's strong.
Mm-hmm. A committee that could take on his role and not exceed it necessarily, but match it.
Yes. That's going to be tough. I do think that that's not an easy one for you.
And they're going to have to re-sign Allen at some point, too.
Yeah.
And you got to think sooner than later before the market inflates like crazy, which it already has. Look at Dak Prescott's money and Jordan Love's money.
Yeah.
Allen's better than those guys. You're going to have to pay him more. You know? Like, you're already biting the bullet on that pretty much. So it's just, you got to figure out what can work around that. Because the longer you wait, the more the price tag goes up. You've seen that with all these quarterbacks.
Yes.
Allen's quarterback contract currently looks like an absolute steal.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you got to look at this and think, maybe there's something you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do think that Ty Johnson's a very interesting conversation there.
There's definitely
I do think they're going to move on from him.
Yeah.
But
there's compelling arguments on both sides why and why not, I think. That could definitely be a conversation. And they might have it. Who knows? I don't think they're going to move on from him lightly. They're going to try and keep him here. But if it exceeds, like you said, that market value, probably not.
Or even gets to that market value from his production, that would be an interesting one that you look at. We'll round out the defense here on the other side of... So, DeMar Hamlin. I already said it. I expect that they move on. Mostly because you have players that are already similar to him.
Yeah.
On your roster.
Mm-hmm.
And very much similar skill set in the player that started opposite him the entire season in Taylor Rapp.
Yeah.
I don't think it's smart to have two players with very similar skill sets like that. You need one guy that's a thumper. You need one that can also make the plays.
The free safety, yeah. And it,
obviously, listen. DeMar is a big story, inspirational kind of player. But I don't expect that that he'll end up being back in a Bills uniform next year.
No, I predict he's in a Steelers uniform next
year. Which would make sense. You know, Pittsburgh native.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely like to see that for him.
Just to go home.
Just be able to go home. Yes. But he did put several years here into this city.
And this was his best one.
And having to deal with what he had to deal with, I wish nothing but the best for DeMar Hamlin.
Exactly.
I just don't expect him to be back because there's already another player with similar skill sets starting next to him. And Cole Bishop does start to look like at this point, he looks like he's got a little bit more of that physicality in him. So if that's the case, that's another player with similar skill sets. It's a redundancy.
Yep.
And if you're the one that runs out of your contract first, well, that's probably the first one that's going to be able to walk and get his own opportunity somewhere else. But he would pair with a guy like a Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's a rangy player, a guy who can create plays.
Yeah.
He could, I don't know, but I think that would be a better fit, is having someone that is that wide-ranging type player that would play next to him. Rasul Douglas. This is a hard one.
It is. He's getting up there in age.
He's 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
See, he made $7 million.
He did.
He's going to get a raise.
Yep, and I don't think the Bills hang on to him. That's where I'm at.
I don't think the Bills are capable of hanging on to him based on their cap troubles. But the other side of the argument is we need at least one more year out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because can you trot Kyrie Elam out there? No. I think his time in Buffalo is done.
It's done. Yeah, he's not coming back. There's
but
no shot.
But that means then that corner gets very much moved up the ranks for your needs and priorities.
Right.
Especially if you're playing more man coverage, which, by the way, Rasul Douglas was not a good fit with.
Nope. Which is what makes me think that they might try.
If Babich wants to play more man coverage, they will move on from Rasul Douglas.
Yep.
And I think a hell of a personality, by the way.
Yeah.
And exactly the type of player that they've needed over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. He was the great Tre'Davious White replacement when they needed him with Trey's injuries, right? So he came in at the perfect time. He got them to where they're at now. I truthfully don't think he's back next season. I think they try their luck drafting late again, cornerback like Benford. I think they're going to look for those guys in the draft.
Oh, by the way, when we were talking about Bichelle, those quarterbacks are all signed, by the way. White and Trubisky are still also under contract.
Oh, so they're probably like,
they're not on the free agent.
They're probably going to run with the three of them.
Probably.
Yeah.
I just realized that. I'm like, yeah, no.
I think there should be a competition for QB2 next year, though.
Yes.
I would like to see Mike White actually take some meaningful snaps in training camp and see what one they end up going with as the backup. Because for whatever reason, they like Mitch Trubisky. But after seeing Mike White actually play meaningful snaps in the NFL, I feel like he'd be, I don't know, I'd like him better as QB2.
We can like it all we want. If the Bills need QB2 at any point,
we're in trouble. It's done.
All they need to do is not make mistakes.
Yeah.
I would probably trust White to do that more. Capably.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not worried about having that discussion at large.
Yeah.
So to say. And then, of course, we're going to end it with
the wide receivers.
Yes, I see the wide receiver big board staring at me. Why not end this conversation with it? There are two of them here. Mac Hollins, Amari Cooper. Mac Hollins, that one's probably a slam dunk. You're probably going to be able to get him at relatively the same cost that you did this year.
Mm-hmm. Would you sign him for more than a year?
I'd put him
on a little bit contract.
I'd sign him for two at the most, though.
Mm-hmm. Don't go above and beyond, depending on... You also don't know what you're getting draft-wise, what you're getting free agency-wise.
Are you signing him to the same contract? He made 2.6.
Mm.
And I would say so.
He didn't do enough to really boost his value exponentially. Like, he helped, don't get me wrong.
Not exponentially, but enough to sure as heck keep the contract number that you already had, because
getting a couple million and stay here.
He led the Bills receivers and touchdowns this year.
Yeah. A guy who couldn't track a deep ball in the first half of the season.
That was the big thing, was that he really came to form in the second half of the year.
Yep. And look at how that worked in the playoffs. It kept you in the Kansas City game.
And of course, like, you know, the style that he has, he immediately became a fan favorite.
He's just an all-time character to have in the locker room, and he's also a menace on the field. He gets in the other team's heads.
And he's a special teams contributor for you, which helps out on that end of the roster.
Yes.
Finally, Amari Cooper.
That's the question, right?
Cooper is a very fascinating one to me, because I think that his value sunk. SpotTrack seems to agree.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the number for you.
Okay.
Market value according to SpotTrack.
He was at 20, just to put the baseline, right?
He was paid at 20.
Yep.
Market value... 2 years, $28 million, which would mean $14 million
for a year.
14.2 is what I'm seeing here.
See, that's the thing, though. I think as an unrestricted free agent, another team might look at that market value and be like, "Oh, it's Amari Cooper, in need of a wide receiver, right?"
Yes.
Which the Bills are also as well. I'm not saying they're not, but a team like Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Budding team with a new head coach looking for veteran talent to put around a quarterback. Looks at Amari Cooper for $28 million for 2 years and is like, okay, done deal, right?
Yes.
Like, that's kind of where I'm scared with that. But 1 year, $14 million for Amari Cooper, I think that would be a solid...
It's based on a two-year deal. But I do think that there is some merit to that number.
Yeah.
I think paying Amari Cooper 14 would be interesting, but I also do think that you might want to try something else, because Cooper is 30.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a good amount to give to a player that is at 30, is going to be, you know, 31 at the start of the year. That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I do think 14 makes it a lot more digestible of a conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
But considering your cap woes, you might need to figure it out from there. And I think the Bills move on from Amari Cooper.
I think inevitably they do. I think another team will swoop him up, though, before the Bills really have the chance to move on from him. I'm going to be honest with you. They see him sitting there at $28 million for 2 years. Yeah.
Well, guess what? I got good news. We're going to be able to talk about this all throughout the offseason.
Yep. You got a lot.
But we got to also wrap up here as Sports Talk Saturday comes to an end, coming up next on WGR.